Dave and Darren, and the top five things. That's what you have downloaded. That's what you're about to consume. And we hope enjoy. These are the top five things that happened on our morning show. We're back on the FM radio. Maybe we don't mention that enough. I had another encounter where someone was telling me over the weekend how much they missed the show. And I had to explain to them that we've been back on the air for a year and a half now.
No, I get it.
Welcome to the Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. His name is Darren. Darren, Top 5 Things, I believe, is brought to us by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. Am I correct in
That's true. They've got two locations, Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. Milan and Galesburg, both of those. Now, open 7 days a week. Recreational waiting lists are available. You can reserve your time if you go to the website, ntillinois.com.
Let's enjoy.
Number one.
Number one.
A pet monkey belonging to the girlfriend of a Texas football assistant coach, Jeff Banks, allegedly attacked a child on Halloween.
The monkey was passing out candy?
The special teams coordinator, the monkey that's owned by the special teams coordinator for the Texas Longhorns, Jeff Banks is his name, his girlfriend has a monkey.
She's got a monkey.
Yes. The girlfriend is the woman that Banks left his wife and kids for, by the way.
Oh, boy.
She's a stripper who goes by the name...
Nothing special about that.
Pole Assassin. Pole Assassin, the stripper.
Does that mean she, like, they have to constantly replace the pole?
That'd be a great gimmick for a stripper. If she just came out and kicked the
pole. I just ruin these things. I keep denting them. Do you dent them with your hands? No.
My hands.
Do you dent them with your feet? No.
What do you think?
What do you dent them with? Watch this.
You want to see a trick?
You want to see this? Gosh, she's got quite a grip.
It says, Banks' girlfriend, the woman he allegedly left his wife and kids for, is a stripper who goes by the name Pole Assassin, and the monkey's name is Gia. And Gia apparently is part of the stripper's act.
Just gonna ask. Wouldn't you think that they'd make that illegal?
You wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen.
Gentlemen, get your dollars ready. We got Pole Assassin coming to the stage with her monkey Gia.
And all of a sudden you're sitting there, you've got all your ones, and the monkey comes and takes them? What is that?
I don't know.
The monkey,
man,
starts doing a lap dance?
I don't care for any of this.
No, I don't think that should be legal.
Get your monkey off of me.
No. He's biting.
I don't go to strip clubs for the same reason I don't go to zoos. They've got the same vibe.
Yeah.
And now I got to deal with monkeys and strippers at the same place.
It was bad enough I was here in the first place.
No.
And now I got to feel bad about this.
Gentlemen, get those dollars out for Gia the monkey, who will be collecting the money for Pole Assassin.
Well, I was kind of waiting to give the money to her. That's not how this act works.
We're not doing it that way.
Then I don't know that I want to. Oh, boy. I'm going
to
help
you.
It's safer for you to give the money to the monkey. Trust us.
I'm going to go try the buffet.
Oh, my gosh. The monkey bit a kid on Halloween. She says, the stripper says here on her Twitter, she tweeted about this. No one was viciously attacked. This is a lie. A whole lie. The monkey was not part of any haunted house. The kid did not have permission to be on the other side of my property. I had a haunted house, one side gated off. He had no permission to go past the gate. I had no idea he went in my backyard. Neither did I know anything about a bite until a doctor of neighborhood told me to treat real small bite. No parent have contacted me about it.
So he did bite him.
Apparently, Gia the monkey is an emotional support animal. She speaks by the command of high five. No one is allowed to touch her unless I say it okay. A 11, 12-year-old child should know better than to enter someone's yard without permission and old enough to also follow the rules. The rules were when you get to the gate, turn around and come back out for candy. Every other parent and child did so. Wow. So the monkey, who is the property and co-dancer with an exotic dancer named Pole Assassin.
What songs do you think they use?
I'm sure I don't know. Monkey on Your Back from George Michael, maybe?
Uh-huh, that makes sense.
What other?
Here we come.
That's not bad. Brass Monkey from the Beastie Boys?
Uh-huh.
That would work.
Everybody's got something to hide. at that point, that's when the monkey takes his pants off? Oh, no. Again, this should be illegal.
It's not. It's a female monkey.
Oh. Takes off her little bra.
Needs help. The monkey sits on your lap and like is motioning back, like, help me with the clasps. I'm a monkey. This isn't.
And I got nothing to hide.
Here he is, the Quad City's favorite joke-telling monkey puppet. Ladies and gentlemen, one hand against another makes a lovely noise for Spank the Joke-Telling Monkey Puppet.
Yes, we know it sounds a little funky, but here on the radio we have our own monkey.
Well, no, I don't think anyone was expecting this.
No, this was...
Am I hearing this right? This hooker has got a monkey doing a strip club thing with her?
Not a hooker.
And she's an exotic dancer.
And what did you say her name was? Pole Position?
Pole Assassin.
Pole Assassin, Spank.
I've heard every damn thing now. I have heard every damn thing.
You've never worked with this sort of act before?
Well, when I've worked at strip clubs, it's as an MC. I would not lower myself to going and getting the money.
What does your MCing sound like when you're at the strip club?
Give me a stripper name.
Cinnamon.
All right, weirdos, put those boners in your pants and get ready for Cinnamon. She's gonna show you her boobs.
I don't know that that's how you're supposed to talk to the patrons.
Yeah, they like it when you kind of smack around a little.
Do they cut
you? I go, hey, everybody. Wonder what your girlfriends are doing tonight. I'm kidding, of course. All right,
Loni. Do they cut you in on the tips?
Yeah, they cut you a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to. You get
so
some...
you'll go there and do a little stand-up?
Well, I'll do a little bit of a...
A little stand-up in between dancers?
Right. I get paid out, the DJ gets paid out, and the guy that cleans the dishes.
Cleans the dishes.
What's his name?
Carl or something.
Now, would you do stripper jokes then?
I haven't done it in a while. It's been a while since I've done a strip club, but to have an actual monkey.
I've got a.
It's a part of your job. This woman needs to be locked up. I understand biting kids, that part I like, but to have your monkey at the strip club is ridiculous.
So you don't have a problem with the child getting bit?
Yeah, that kid had no business in her yard.
Now, have you ever worked haunted houses?
A long time ago I worked at a haunted house. This is all, geez, I'm trying to remember. And they had me as like a Frankenstein monkey.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make a lot of sense. People kept asking who I was supposed to be. It really took me out of it.
But you got to put...
Pay was great, though.
You got to find...
Pay was great.
Got to find a way to put bananas on the table.
It's exactly right. I've heard everything. I didn't mean to interrupt, but this is an outrage. That this is even happening.
Yeah, you got so animated so quickly. It came to life.
I know.
So you're okay with the assault of the child?
The kid had no business being in her yard. That's fine. I got no problem with what she's doing as a person, but as a as a exotic dancer. You can't be having monkeys as part of your act.
What about that special teams coach?
The what now?
Special teams coach.
Yeah, this is a guy who's a special teams coach for Texas.
Oh, the Longhorns.
Yeah, hook 'em horns.
Hooker horns, more like it.
You working this weekend?
Nah, I'm taking a week off.
A week off? You've been sitting in the corner for months.
Give me some time to reflect.
Yeah. You were like catatonic over there.
Maybe you make an appearance on the show on Friday.
Oh.
Maybe.
What do you think of
that? I don't have any material right now, but yeah, I'll come on Friday. I just got so outraged having to hear about this.
Hard to get jokes right now? Supply chain?
It's a supply chain issue.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I got jokes, but they're
they can't get them to
they're
you.
They're sitting in a dock right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, can't get them to you.
I know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
It's not that you don't have the jokes.
No, I'm telling you, I don't. They're just...
But I mean, you have them, you just can't get to them.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Access.
Yeah, last time I checked, they said 5 to 8 days.
Mm.
But they've been saying that for weeks, so I don't know. Beats the hell out of
me. Yeah, you've been just kind of sitting over there, just kind of staring off into space.
I know, right? All right, I gotta get out of here.
All right.
Get out of here. You live here.
Right. Yes, he does live here. Whipped him into the corner.
You live in the studio. What are you talking about?
Get out of nowhere. Actually,
I got things to do.
Yeah.
I got
yard work?
Yard work.
It's not doing yard work. It says that this sentence is very confusing because the stripper who goes by the name Pole Assassin has a monkey named Gia that's been incorporated in the act, and she's appeared on Jerry Springer.
Mm.
Has the stripper appeared on Jerry Springer?
And with the monkey at that point, why didn't Jerry put an end to this? I just don't think that animals, I don't know. Can't say I'm in favor of that.
The sign says do not enter. Emotional support.
Uh-huh.
Monkey. Wow. Yeah. The monkey's jaws had to be pried off the child.
Oh no. No. No, you don't want that.
Oh, that's terrible.
Pried off.
They had to pry the monkey's jaws off the child. Here's a little of the Pole Assassin in her appearance on the Jerry Springer Show.
Uh-huh.
She is really working that pole. So she's like upside down on it, I guess. I haven't seen her really assassinate the pole at this point. She just hangs upside down, it looks like.
Gonna get a headache doing that.
Yeah, I don't know what.
No sign of a monkey.
Yeah, bring out the monkey. Without the monkey, this is just a woman rutting. Jumping around on a pole. I mean, it's impressive. She's very acrobatic.
Well, strong upper body.
Yeah, and lower body as well. But without the monkey. So the stripper has appeared on Jerry Springer,
monkey.
Not the monkey. Okay, I'm glad we were able to get that cleared up.
Number two.
When everything shut down a year and a half ago, the airlines had way too many planes. Right? You cut down on the number of flights. You still got all those planes. What are you going to do with the planes? Well, you put them in storage. And now they're getting ready to refly all of these airplanes that were essentially mothballed due to the global pandemic. And now these planes are going to start flying again. And a real concern they have for both planes that were stored in the Mojave Desert And in the Australian desert, I guess that's a good place to store a plane, right? Nice dry conditions.
Yeah.
They're saying one of the big issues that they're having is that these planes could be full of snakes. Like this morning, as we're here doing this, someone at this very moment is in the Mojave Desert whacking the wheel hubs of an A380 to scare off all the rattlesnakes that may have made a home in the planes that were mothballed by the pandemic. Both in Australia and America, they say there could be a lot of snakes in the planes.
But if that's all you have to deal with...
Yeah?
I don't think that's too bad.
You don't?
No. It sounds to me like the planes will be operational.
A lot of Qantas planes, that's an Australian carrier. They're stored in California. And they're very concerned about all of the insects and snakes that could be in the plane. Wildlife intrusion is one of the big things with storage, they say. Insects and bird nests.
As long as the hydraulics work.
June was rattlesnake season in the Californian desert.
You don't have to tell me.
And they came up with a wheel whacker for each aircraft. The area known for its feisty rattlers, who love to curl up around the warm rubber tires and inside the aircraft wheels, and they like to live in the brakes of the plane. So a maintenance crew will go out and stomp their feet and whack the wheels.
Get out of here.
To scare off the rattlers. It's a repurposed broom handle they use, and they just start whacking on the wheel, hoping that'll scare off the snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Planes are stored in arid areas, away from the humidity, and all of the openings are sealed. Parts get wrapped in plastic. Insects and birds then kind of make their way and live inside the plastic, I guess.
Yeah, whenever you see those old jumbo jet graveyards,
yeah,
they're always out there in the desert.
But see, these aren't graveyards. When you have a plane like that, you've got to power up the engine regularly.
Sure.
You've got to rotate the wheels so you don't get flat spots on the wheels.
Yep.
So that was somebody's job, just to take care of these big planes. Hey, turn on these planes and, you know,
have them ready when it's time to be ready.
Right. Because that's a massive investment, right?
Sure, of course.
An A380 is not cheap. So now these planes are being taken out of hibernation. All of the protective plugs and covers have to be removed. They got to check the pressure in the tires. But most importantly, they got to get all the snakes out of the planes. Enough! That's someone's job.
Right. One's a snake handler. You know the rest.
Uh-huh.
Number three.
Henry Winkler was going through a bunch of his stuff, and he's decided he's got too much Fonzie stuff.
Yeah.
He needs to get rid of it. Henry Winkler, who was the Fonz on Happy Days, is selling one of the Fonz's jackets.
That can't be a very big jacket.
He's had it in his personal collection since the show. There'll be an auction in L.A. next month. And the jacket, the Fonzarelli jacket, you know, there's one of them at the Smithsonian you can go and see. I think it's one of the more popular things people go and see is Fonzie's jacket. The jacket will be sold as part of a complete Fonzie outfit that includes an original pair of blue jeans, a t-shirt, and biker boots. They estimate it's going to go for between $50,000 and $70,000.
Again, not very big.
Items are part of the... You're saying Henry Winkler's not a tall guy.
No, he's not.
What's he, 5'6", 5'7"?
Maybe.
You think he's shorter than that?
I would say maybe no more than 5'7", I wouldn't think.
This is part of a 26-lot Henry Winkler collection that'll go up in auction December the 8th. He tells The Hollywood Reporter, quote, "During the pandemic, I had the urge for spring cleaning, except it lasted for a year and a half. I found 27 boxes, and those boxes were filled with memorabilia from Happy Days to The Waterboy to Scream."
I even found a mummified Donnie Most in there. Donnie! Really, what happened?
Really should have watered him.
Oh, no. Oh, brother Donnie, I'm sorry. Anson, how did this happen?
Anson's Potsy.
I know it. He's asking.
Potsy's there too?
Well, Potsy's still with us.
Well, so's Donnie Most. Well, except for
not in this scenario.
He says the boxes had everything from t-shirt and hat collections to the book I held on the sidelines in The Waterboy for making plays, and two masks from Screen that I cut on screen and the prop people gave them because they weren't going to be used again. He's selling one of the Scream ghost face masks that they think will go for $30,000. Part of the proceeds will go to support a nonprofit called This Is About Humanity, which was co-founded by Henry's daughter, Zoe Winkler. Winkler actually had two original Fonzie leather jackets at home. One of them is going for sale. The other he's going to keep. So he'll still have one of the Fonzie
jackets.
That's
all you need.
Right? He says he only knows of five other Fonzie jackets. There's one in the Smithsonian, one that was stolen from the costume department at Paramount.
Now, I wonder, because there's the first one, the original one, he's wearing a gray jacket.
Well, no, in the original, he's wearing like a denim jacket because they didn't want him to wear a leather jacket because they thought it was too menacing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But it's like a gray cloth jacket.
Yeah, right. Yeah, in the original first couple episodes, he's not wearing it.
Yeah.
He says the very first one that he ever wore, there was one that was destroyed because they had to rip out the lining in order to do the water skiing when we jumped the shark.
Literally.
I guess I forgot that he wears the leather jacket when he's water skiing. That's kind of hilarious.
Oh, yeah, he's got that. He's got his shorts on.
I mean, I used to think that was incredibly stupid. That whole phrase, jump the shark, comes from when Fonzie jumped over a shark.
Yeah.
But that's kind of hilarious. That even though he's water skiing, he's wearing a leather jacket?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of awesome. And it was a shark that lived in Milwaukee?
No, they were out in California.
So there's just a shark in a pen, and he's going to water ski over it on a ramp.
I'm heading for the ramp. Are you sure you want to do it?
What are you doing, you ridiculous Fonzie?
Look at that shark, Potts.
Yeah.
How could you accept the challenge?
It wasn't me, it was you.
I know.
Wait a minute. Fonzie had to jump the shark because of something Ralph Mouth did?
Maybe that's why he ends up mummified.
None of this makes a lick of sense.
Just ready to make the jump.
Good God, just jump already. That's clearly not him.
No, that was Ace Frehley.
What did this prove? Why did they do this? What was the point of this?
Ralph Malph had bet his life on it.
Wait, so what you're telling me is that they all went on vacation together from Milwaukee to California.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Ralph, Potsy, all of the Cunninghams. They all, and Fonzie, they all went on vacation together.
Yeah, that's right.
Hollywood Part 3 is this episode. Season 5 aired on September 20th, 1977. The central characters of Happy Days Visit Los Angeles, where a water skiing Fonzie answers a challenge to his bravery by wearing swim trunks and his trademark leather jacket and jumping over a confined shark. The stunt was created as a way to showcase Henry Winkler's real-life water skiing skills.
But they got someone else doing it. Oh, I guess they do show him in the back, you know. He doesn't actually jump, but he does water ski.
But why on earth? Why on earth are they all on vacation together? This was all part of Hollywood Part 1 and Part 2. A couple of talent scouts.
Go get some sun.
A couple of talent scouts look for Fonzie when their limo breaks down while passing through Milwaukee. And they like the look of Fonzie. They think he could be the next James Dean. So they invite him to Hollywood for a film audition. Potsy and Ralph are eager to impress the talent scouts, too.
Yeah, they want to be producers.
So Fonzie invites them and the Cunninghams to join him on his trip to Hollywood. Well, gosh, Fonzie, I don't know that that was your call.
And you'll pay for it.
His big screen test is not at all something that Fonzie is concerned with. He's more concerned with an obnoxious local hero who calls himself the California Kid, who challenges Fonzie to a water skiing duel. The California Kid then challenges Fonzie
and Donnie
to jump over a tiger shark on water skis.
And Donnie Moe says he'll do it.
Good Lord.
Ralph says he's not afraid.
Oh, why did I invite you onto this trip? The whole point of me going to California was to say goodbye to you losers.
Leave you behind.
My whole plan was to go out to Hollywood so I didn't have to deal with this anymore.
Wisconsin can burn for all I care.
And they all had nothing going on. They could just drop their jobs and go watch him jump over a...
It's either that or hang out at Arnold's.
Wow. Well, I don't know. It'd be cool to have a Fonzie jacket, an actual Fonzie jacket.
Going to be too small.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I got 70 grand for it either.
Well, there is that. There's that sticking point. Yeah. Yeah. Tell everybody. Tell everybody when that shows up what this is all about. See what they think of that.
Everyone, we've lost the house, but
but
come look at this jacket.
We haven't lost the house, but we aren't going to be the only ones living here. A couple other families are moving in. We get the upstairs. We don't even get the main floor.
No.
No.
Look at Fonzie's jacket.
But look at Fonzie's jacket. It's upstairs.
And I can't afford to heat the place anymore, but
how do we get out of here?
The warm glow of Fonzie's jacket will get us through this winter. We have to go climb out the window.
If there's a hanging ladder out the window.
Yeah.
You'll get used to it. You'll get good at it.
Yeah. What we've done is we've put a piece of tape dividing the house, just like Ralph and Potsy did when they tried to live together.
I haven't been completely honest with you. We only have half of the upstairs. Do we have the half with the bathroom? No.
No.
No. We don't.
No, that was not part of the deal.
Well, where do we go? There's a bucket out by the hanging ladder.
Mr. Winkler gave me this bucket from the water boy. As he threw this in as part of...
I bought that as well.
Yeah, I got the water boy bucket.
It was a little more than $70,000.
This bucket... Yeah, I lied when I said 70 grand for the jacket. I also had to buy the water boy bucket.
That wasn't free.
I had to have it. And for privacy, when you go to the bathroom, put on this cut-up scream mask. No one will know it's you.
They'll know eventually once they start noticing that someone in a scream mask is hanging from a ladder trying to go to the bathroom.
If you want me to say I'm sorry, I can't.
I can't.
Like it's Fonzie. Just... I'm sore. Just
he
like
just
Fonzie.
Can't say it. Just yeah. like Fonzie.
I'm just like Fonzie. Are you guys not picking up on this? I have a unnatural fascination with Arthur Fonzarelli.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Number four.
An Amazon driver looking for work after video has gone viral of a woman leaving the back of his van.
Uh-huh.
There's just some unknown woman leaving the back of this Amazon Prime van.
Now, that comes with the Prime subscription?
The woman hops out of the Amazon van. She's not wearing shoes. And she's got a short black dress on.
Oh, you're not going to need shoes.
She just kind of wanders away. And you wonder, what's happening in that Amazon van? Amazon saying here, this does not reflect the high standards we have for our delivery service partners and their drivers.
Now off to space. Now let's get back to space.
Allowing unauthorized passengers to enter delivery vehicles is a violation of Amazon policy, and the driver is no longer delivering packages to Amazon customers. It sounded like he was delivering at least one package to one customer. Scantily clad woman caught slipping out the back door of the Amazon van. This happened in Florida. Does it shock you to hear that? A scantily clad woman climbed out of the back door of the delivery vehicle, and we don't know what happened inside the van. Although, we totally know what happened inside the van, right? Blonde woman in a black mini dress, not wearing shoes, just hops out of the van and just walks away. The clip concludes with the young lady pulling a phone out of her skimpy garment as she walks down the street.
That is not part of our policy at Amazon. Another part of our policy is not paying our fair share of taxes.
Well, yeah, no.
There's that as well.
We're not paying taxes. Also, if our vans are a-rockin', we will put an end to that.
Uh-huh.
We will come a-knockin'.
We will come down hard.
We don't know exactly if they were using the delivery vehicle as some sort of,
delivery service.
Yeah, right. Maybe he was just giving his friend a lift. We don't know. Either way, you're not supposed to have anyone in those vans that isn't an Amazon employee.
That makes sense.
Uh-huh. Long list of incidents in which Amazon drivers' bad behavior has been caught on camera. One of the couriers, earlier last week, there was a doorbell cam that captured him just throwing packages on the doorstep from the side of the road in Minnesota. This guy has had enough.
Yeah, done it. Snapped.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, this is the breaking point.
I think they get to a point where that's enough.
We can all understand.
Really disappointed how the driver can act in such a disrespectful manner, said the recipient of the package. It's 26 seconds long where... he just flings the packages. They're the big Amazon boxes, and he's throwing them like you would throw a beanbag if you were playing bags.
Do you think this is the beginning of the day or the end?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. The 26-second clip shows this guy sliding up to the curb, then flinging the parcels at the porch like they were frisbees. So they bounce off of the cement. Then, unashamed of his actions, he nonchalantly strolls back to his truck and pulls away.
Although maybe he knows they're Nerf balls.
They were actually glass bottles filled with vitamins.
Okay, well, then that's no good.
Nothing was broken, although a toy puzzle that the customer bought for her baby was slightly damaged as a result of this.
And wouldn't an Amazon driver or anyone who delivers stuff know better than anybody else that there are always these doorbell cameras anymore?
You
would know that more than anybody.
You would think.
Because you're the one seeing these things.
And selling them.
And selling them.
Right?
And delivering them.
Tell me if you're picking up on a theme here. Amazon saying this does not reflect the high standards we have for drivers who deliver packages for Amazon.
You know what else doesn't? Now back to space.
There was an Amazon driver who got caught breathing on a customer's window and then writing messages in the condensation.
Such as?
Well.
Hi there.
Just writing, you know, little messages in his mouth fog.
Some love letters in the sand. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the person whose house it was said, I thought this was really creepy. There's a clip which the mass driver is seen walking up to the house. No one answers the door. He then blows on the glass and uses his fingers to write a note in the condensation. There are cameras everywhere. Yeah. In fact, there are signs all over this house that says you're on film right now. And he's writing a message for them in the steam. Amazon saying, in that case, we have very high standards for our delivery service providers and how they serve our customers. That's the job I want. Just the guy who copies and pastes.
Yeah, right
how,
there.
How, you know, but, this
and,
is not
and
does
send.
Not reflect the high standards
and
we have for our drivers.
Change the name there and send.
Five.
Number five.
Astronauts who are using the SpaceX modules are being told they can't use the bathroom anymore, and they're just going to have to go in their pants. Issues with the toilet on board the SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule will leave a group of four astronauts without a bathroom option during their hours-long trip back home from the International Space Station.
Okay,
instead, the crew will be asked to rely on their undergarments, according to NASA.
Now, can we prorate the cost of all this?
SpaceX discovered an issue with their spacecraft's toilet last month while inspecting a different Crew Dragon capsule. The company found that a tube that's used to funnel urine into a storage tank has become unglued, which is causing a leaky mess hidden beneath the capsule's floor. At this point, this has affected all three of the spacecraft that SpaceX operates.
Well, you don't want that.
NASA not saying how long the four astronauts, NASA's Shane Kimbrough and Megan MacArthur, French astronaut Thomas Pesquet from the European Space Agency, or Hiko Hoshide from Japan. How long will they be on board their Crew Dragon capsule with an inoperable toilet? So far, only two Crew Dragon spacecraft have returned from the International Space Station with people on board. The first of those trips took 19 hours. The second one only took 6. It depends on like weather and different factors, how long it takes you to come back down from the ISS. So if you're in there for 19 hours and you've got to either hold it or, you know, go in your space depends. Space depends it is, I guess.
I should stop knocking down these energy drinks.
How many Red Bulls is that for you, Commander?
Oh, I wish I'd have known this. Quite.
And a guy has developed what he's calling the fart pedal. It's a guitar effects pedal.
Is this Peter Frampton?
That sounds like farts. He put it on Kickstarter, and it's raised more than twice its original financial goal. The fart pedal plugs into any standard amplifier, and then it just sounds like farts. Here's the inventor of the fart pedal.
I got one for Joe Walsh for his birthday.
Here he is giving us his take on Johnny Be Good.
Come on. It doesn't stay with the song.
Oh, that's terrific. Yes.
Okay.
The fart pedal.
Not quite as effective as I would have hoped. Doesn't it really hold a tune, does it?
A toggle button lets musicians choose between wet and dry fart functions.
Classy.
He worked with professional sound design company to achieve the fart noises, he says. This thing has raised $80,000 on Kickstarter. The goal was $30,000. You give him $165, and you will receive your fart pedal.
I was
ready. They'll begin shipping next month.
I was ready to be impressed.
Yeah, I think with Johnny B. Goode, sounding like you're taking a whiz would probably be a better choice. And there's the. You just kick it there between wet and dry, and
great,
and then off you go. What a time to be alive.
Mm-hmm. What a thrill.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
And that'll do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Thanks for listening.
And thanks to Nature's Treatment, the sponsor of the podcast as well. You can order recreational items online from the Galesburg location and medicinal items from the Milan location, both of those through Leafly, and you'll find that if you go to the website, ntillinois.com.
Until next time, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Show's over. Good night. Good night, everybody.